Chapter 3. Sustain Your Parental Role. I believe that if your marriage interferes with your parenting skills in the sense that both parents cannot focus on their children and provide them the loving care and attention that they need and deserve, then divorce might be the best solution. I do not agree that people should stay because of the kids. It's actually selfish to think that way. Kids would prefer to have both parents focused on them separately than living under the same roof with constant fights, no affection, and no structure. Parent, married 14 years. Parental Oversight 3. The confusion and stress of divorce can blur boundaries and cause parents to relate inappropriately to their children. You or your ex may compete in currying favor with your children, becoming more lenient, spoiling them, or creating an environment where your children can manipulate you. You may also lean heavily on your children for emotional support, effectively switching roles as you become dependent on your children. My father remarried almost right away. My mother shut down and, in a sense, stopped parenting for a long time. My father would say the most hurtful, inappropriate things about my mother. My mother would talk to me like I was an adult. She would share info with me that I didn't need to know. No one tried to protect us and reassure us that everything was okay. Visitation with my father was not consistent on his part. He would take my brother and not me. He treated me like I was my mother. I could go on for days. 28-year-old, age 7 at the time of divorce. Divorced parents should always remember that they are divorcing their partners, not their children. Even if their children are older, they are still affected in many ways. A parent should not open up about all their feelings with their children, even if they are older. Parents should rather get a therapist and give their emotional baggage to them. 29-year-old, age 26 at the time of divorce. Initially, my dad started to tell me about his sex life with other women. He told me about what he bought at sex shops, his dating life, etc., and this was before they were officially divorced. 27-year-old, age 20 at the time of divorce. Adrian was a graduate student who came to see me about his difficulties with